Cops charge Indian migrant with homicide for highway U-turn. By Neil Munro on August 17, 2025. The Indian man who allegedly killed three Americans in a Florida highway crash entered the United States illegally in 2018, marking another atrocity enabled by pro-migration legislators and lobby groups. The Florida Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles Department announced Saturday. State troopers obtained a criminal arrest warrant for the driver, Harjinder Singh, for three counts of vehicular homicide. During the course of this criminal investigation and with the assistance of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, state troopers determined that Harjinder Singh entered the United States illegally, having crossed the Mexico border in 2018. The defendant then obtained a commercial driver's license in the state of California. The killings are the latest in a string of deaths caused by diverse foreign drivers who were allowed to get commercial driver's licenses via lax approval policies or bribery in California and other states. Many other drivers have crossed the Canadian or Mexican border with B1/B2 visitor visas and then illegally operate in the United States. Many of the migrants, either illegal or quasi-legal, find work within the growing population of legal migrants from Mexico, Eastern Europe, or India. For example, huge numbers of Indians have been legalized via the H-1B or E-2 investor visas, and have then attracted many other Indians to migrate illegally into Indian-managed jobs, such as retail clerks, gas station workers, and truck drivers. The Indian government supports the mass migration of Indians into the United States, partly because the migrants send many billions of dollars home in remittances. The FHSMV added, "It is evident that the driver of the commercial semi-truck recklessly, and without regard for the safety of others, attempted to execute a U-turn utilizing an unauthorized location. As a result of his actions, the three occupants of the minivan are now deceased." The actions taken by the defendant while operating a commercial tractor trailer are both shocking and criminal, said Executive Director Dave Kerner. "Three people lost their lives as a result of his recklessness, and countless friends and family members will experience the pain of their loss forever." Harjinder Singh is in custody on state vehicular homicide charges and immigration violations. He will no longer be able to damage and destroy the lives of Floridians and visitors. At the conclusion of his state charges, he will be deported. President Donald Trump's deputies are working hard to deport illegal migrants and have taken some steps to exclude migrants from the trucking industry. For example, Trump directed Transport Secretary Sean Duffy to revive enforcement of a regulation that requires foreign drivers to understand English. Officials stopped enforcement of the language rule in 2016, as President Barack Obama left office. The administration is protecting the value and integrity of truckers' commercial drivers' licenses, Duffy wrote in an article for Breitbart News, adding, "Few industries are more vulnerable to the consequences of immigration than trucking. All anyone needs to start hauling are a vehicle and commercial driver's license. It's not hard to see how foreign drivers can undermine American truckers by offering to carry the same load for less pay." After President Biden's broken border policies flooded the country with more than 10 million illegal aliens, truckers have seen enough. "As Transportation Secretary, I ordered a nationwide audit of non-domicile licenses to prevent the exploitation of foreign labor. Let me put that in plain English. My department is reviewing states' approval of commercial driver's licenses for non-citizens to identify and eliminate patterns of abuse. We will not allow the last administration's importation of cheap labor undermine hard-working American truck drivers." But many lobby groups favor the award of non-domiciled CDLs to low-wage and compliant foreigners, just as many lobby groups favor the inflow of white-collar migrants via the H-1B, H-4E, J-1, and other visa programs. Many of the migrants are hired by small subcontractors to minimize the legal risk for major firms such as Amazon, Walmart, Apple, and Microsoft. The mass inflow of cheap legal and illegal migrants since 1990 has shifted trillions of dollars from ordinary American employees to Wall Street investors. It has also slowed the rollout of new productivity-boosting technology, such as computer systems that minimize truckers' waiting times at warehouses. Journalists at establishment media outlets are ignoring the costs of migration and are instead cheerleading for migrants and their wishes. Meanwhile, Indian truckers are warning each other that reckless driving is spiking American anger at migrants.